Welcome back to Farm Talk. Mick Kerr, Washington Watch is where I'm at this week. All our reports brought to you by the North Dakota Ethanol Producers and the North Dakota Corn Growers. Visiting with the president of the National Farmers Union, Rob LaRue, on a busy, busy week for you.
That's right. Mick, we've got about 100 Farmers Union members from across the country who have taken time out of their operations to come out here to D.C., to tell Congress it's time to get their act together and get something done for farmers' sake.
You know, one of the state conventions that is larger than the national convention is the North Dakota Farmers Union Convention. So I bet a lot of the of those 100, a lot of them are from North Dakota.
We have a really strong turnout from North Dakota, as well as the rest of the upper Midwest and Plains. We have strong contingency from Minnesota and from South Dakota and so forth, really across the country. And I think that's an incredible turnout, particularly given the fact that this is a tough time to leave an operation these days.
But they're here, and they're in numbers. And how many visits do you plan to make this week?
You know, I don't have an exact number on the number of Hill offices that we will be visiting. We'll be hitting certainly well over half of the members, focusing, again, on those members who represent farm country. But we know that in order to get any kind of farm bill or similar package through, it's going to take farm country and our more suburban and urban. So it'll be a mix of offices out here. But there is nothing that really equates to the value of farmers coming to tell their own story.
To get a farm bill done, right? I mean, is that the main, get your act together, get, we're still operating on a 2018 farm bill. I mean, everything is outdated.
Not just outdated. I mean, the entire universe has flipped upside down since 2018. We've been through a pandemic. We've now in the middle of a trade war. We've had multiple disasters since 2018. This farm bill is just totally inadequate. And so as they are, I would say in some cases, distracted by a lot of issues and still gridlocked, not working together, a farm bill traditionally has been a bipartisan package. And one of the messages that we're trying to deliver is that if you want to bring certainty back in the farm country, if you want to bring certainty during this trade war, if you want to, as we look ahead to markets still continue to be pressured, a farm bill that is modernized and can, I guess, adapt to the changes that we're experiencing now, we need that farm bill for that certainty.
And so what's the holdup? What are you experiencing? What's the pushback, I guess, when you're meeting with people who can make a difference, who can act?
Well, Congress has gotten really good at getting nothing done for a long time, no doubt about it. And so we're hoping to kind of, you know, urge them on past this gridlock. We know that there's a lot of focus right now on budget reconciliation. And some of the numbers that we're hearing about wanting to come out of a farm bill, I think put a farm bill that's, you know, again, traditionally a bipartisan kind of, you know, get both consumers and farmers on board, is put at risk right now. And so our message is, as you are having your fights up on the Hill, focus on what you can agree on in a farm bill and hopefully move that yet this summer.
You mentioned the urban versus rural and SNAP versus commodity programs, robbing Peter to pay Paul. I mean, that's everything is politicized these days, weather and the environment. But the SNAP program is very much politicized.
Huh? Well, it absolutely is. And the fact of the matter is that as farmers, we're in the business of producing food to feed people. And so there is a strong connection there. It's the part of the reason why there's been this marriage of both helping senior citizens and those in need and kids in school and farm programs all together in the same package. And so there are too few members of Congress that represent rural districts. And the idea that you would somehow pass a farm bill with a strong safety net, with strong crop insurance and strong conservation programs without having anything out there for the rest of the country, the votes just simply aren't there. So you have to have that grand coalition to try to get a farm bill across, and that will be the message that we carry up to Capitol Hill.
Sure. And do you anticipate any kind of a timetable when a farm bill, I was told by a member of Congress today, maybe this summer, is that a little optimistic?
we've got to start talking optimistic. I mean, the fact is that we never expected to be in the situation that we're in right now, which is why we found ourselves, you know, arguing a couple of years ago to get this farm bill done and then don't do it in an election year. And now we're here in this situation. So we've got to start pushing. The fact is that we're hearing too many stories out there of folks who are having trouble penciling things out, even for this spring, to get a crop in the ground. And as we drag on and markets don't recover for a while, we are at risk of losing not only an older generation of farmers who are going to want to stop the bleeding, and those new producers are saying, I don't see a future. That's a bad picture for anybody.
And one of the pillars of the one of the chair legs of National Farmers Union is family farms. And the future of family farms, farms are getting bigger, farmers are getting older, the average median age. But beginning farmers, is there kind of a resurgence or a little more interest in getting beginning farmers going?
You know, I think the numbers are showing that that's true. And that's part of why we can't take this risk right now. You know, as we look at these beginning and new farmers, you know, are we truly giving them the opportunity for the long road, or are we going to cut them off here with Congress's inaction?
All right. Week of Action, National Farmers Union, bringing members to the nation's capital to work. And we're working, too. So thank you very much, Rob, for what you do and your leadership at the helm of National Farmers Union.
Thank you very much. And, Mick, I have deep appreciation for farm broadcasters who are not only lifting up the stories of those rural communities and the impact that these policies have, but for you guys taking the time to make sure that those stories can be heard. So thank you.
You bet. Thank you, Rob. That was my visit with National Farmers Union President Rob LaRue, who said Congress needs to get its act together, get a farm bill done. Lots of stress, lots of anxiety in farm country. On Tuesday morning, sat down with USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins, who tried to speak some encouraging words.
You know, we are looking at all of the tools in the toolkit. It is a different world. In the 2019 China Phase 1 tariff was specific to one country, and certainly there was some economic consequences from that that Secretary Perdue and President Trump worked to mitigate through CCC funding, et cetera. But looking at today, and understanding that we are in a different position, that 4 years of the last administration where we went from a $0 trade deficit to more than a $50 billion trade deficit, those are direct dollars out of farmers' pockets. The cost of inputs increased 30% over the last 4 years. You all know these numbers, the cost of inflation, et cetera. So the margins are even more thin than they were when we were here the last time, which, to your point, is causing a significant amount of stress in our farming community and with our brothers and sisters in rural America. I say all of this wanting to ensure that you and others understand that I hear you and I get it. My hope is that with the trade agreement announcements that are coming, that we are going to be in such a good situation so very quickly that it's going to turn very, very quickly. And so the long term, you know, China Phase 1 happened in 2019. If the Biden administration had stuck to it and had put in the consequences that were in there, then we would not have seen a lot of that fallout in the last administration. But the Biden administration did not follow through on China Phase 1. It's a new day today. What normally would take 2 years to reach a trade agreement, we're doing in the course of 30, 60, and 90 days. And so we're coming to the end of, I don't want to use phase one to confuse all the terms, but we're coming to the end of, I think, this first round of negotiations. Just yesterday, I was at the White House. I was there for different reasons, but there were three different countries, I think, in the White House currently in negotiations with not just Secretary Lutnick or Secretary Bessent or Jamison Greer, but with the president himself. He is so leaned in on all of this. So I think we're going to have some very good news very soon, and hopefully we're able to mitigate some of that mental health. The one other thing I'll mention is in my 15 states we've visited so far, I've made a big effort. I think I've met with every one of their ag commissioners or secretaries of ag in the states. I've got more coming in tomorrow. We're doing a small farmer roundtable tomorrow. We're going to be rolling out policy plans on how to help our smaller farmers, so stay tuned for that. That's coming. But our ag commissioners are acutely aware of this issue and are doing things on the ground in the, at the state level. And you know, a lot of you have heard me say for a long time, anytime someone says I'm from the federal government and I'm here to help and I'm going to solve your problem with a government program, that isn't always the best news. But as we are partnering with our friends at the state level, I think those who are closest to the problem can really be a huge mitigating factor in this. So partnering with our ag commissioners and our ag leaders at the state level, I think will help too. So I've got that on the list and I'm watching it very closely.
And as President Rob LaRue mentioned, the 100 or so family farmers that are in Washington, D.C. this week, also from the Dakotas and Minnesota, here Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday at a news conference just outside of the House of Representatives on Tuesday afternoon, making their voices heard here in the nation's capital. I'm Mick Kerr in Washington, D.C. for Washington Watch. Our reports this week brought to you by North Dakota corn growers and the North Dakota ethanol producers. It's Farm Talk, back after this.